Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to slow down the busy pace of life, to reflect and ponder upon God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that you would open yourself up to the Spirit, allow these words to sink in and come to you and speak to you this day. I pray that God's word would be helpful for you as you continually walk daily with the Lord. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal and almighty God, with all the angels and all the saints, we laud your majesty and might. By the resurrection of your Son, show yourself to us and inspire us to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading comes from the book of Acts. It details Paul's conversion. We hear part of the story. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue at Damascus, so that if he found anyone who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, because they heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were opened, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus called Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument for whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." The word of the Lord. Our lesson today is a dramatic conversion story. We hear of somebody who is persecuting Christians, went to the synagogue to get permission to capture, to bind people, and to bring them so that they could be thrown into jail. He was a person who sought to try to destroy this thing that was beginning to develop, this thing that some called the way, the way of Jesus. And then he had this experience. Jesus himself appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus, questioned him, "Why are you persecuting me?" And then struck him blind. God used, in some ways, a giant 2x4 to get his attention. Now, as we hear this story, sometimes you may know people that have dramatic conversion stories about how they were going the wrong way. They were doing all kinds of things they shouldn't, and all of a sudden something happened and their life changed just like that. That's kind of what happened with Saul. He was bound and determined to destroy these believers of Jesus. And then in an instant, he became one who proclaimed the one he had persecuted. As we hear this story, sometimes people think they need to have this conversion story, some kind of experience, some kind of testimony that is engaging. But I think part of it is the thing we can take from this is two. One is that, yes, we do have some kind of conversion story. Most of us may not be dramatic. For most of us, like myself, was raised in the church, was brought, you know, to Sunday school, was you know, brought to church and sat in the pews from an early age, and in some ways was always a part of the church. But part of my conversion story is that at some point it became less about my parents dragging me, and how did I own this my own? That's really what confirmation is supposed to be about. A time when we consciously decide, wait a minute, I'm going to take this faith seriously. Now, that may happen because God does something dramatic in our life. It may be a gradual kind of, you know, process. It doesn't matter how it happens, but that at some point God calls us in a way to say, come, follow me, and we do. The other thing I think this story really reminds us is think about this person whom God is using. It says, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. And yet, Jesus called him. I think part of this story of Saul, what it reminds us, is that God can use all people. Because some people think, oh, there's no way God can use me. Who am I? I haven't done anything. I don't have any special gifts or talents. Or we may think that we're not good enough. Surely God, you know, I can't be worthy enough to be a person to tell others about Jesus. And all that really goes out the window. God can use Saul. If God can use somebody who is breathing murderous threats, surely he can use you and I. So Ananias submits to the voice that he hears, to welcome Saul in, to pray over him so that he could receive his sight. Where it says, as he prayed over him, something like scales fell from his eyes and he could see. And then Saul goes and proclaims Jesus. Says he is the Son of God. The story of Saul's conversion, we may not completely relate to because it's something that we don't have. Most of us don't have these visions. But it does remind us that God comes to each of us to call us in our own special way, to lead us and guide us to go out. that in many ways what it reminds us is that God has a mission for us. God has a purpose for each of us. And how do we understand that? How do we go and seek to live it out? Sometimes God uses a 2x4 like with Saul to get our attention. Sometimes it's those gentle nudges. But in either case, part of it is for us to be attentive to the work of God and where God is calling us, where God is leading us. To listen to that still small voice of the Lord. Most of us don't have a voice, and it's hard to know from the scriptures if they actually heard something or it just gets recorded that because they went and it happened, that they perceived that God was leading them to do this. How is it in our lives? We perceive that nudging of God to go and to do his work that's set before us. How is it that we see God's hand leading us to transform us into the people of God? Because we're all called to go and proclaim the story. We're all called to go to be evangelist. Most of us don't like that word. But we can be a person through words and actions that tells the story of Jesus, that helps people to experience the grace and love of God. And that is what an evangelist is. That's what Paul went and did and felt called to go and to make a difference. Where is it that you are called to go and make a difference? Where is it that you are being nudged by God to do his work and to complete his will? Amen. Now let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us and send your nudging in our life. Help us to see where you are leading us and guiding us. Help us to do your will. Help us to know that you call, gather, enlighten us into the body of Christ. May we know that we have been called, that you can use all people, just as you used Saul, who was a murderer and a person who persecuted Christians. So you can use us for your purpose. Help us to become the hands and feet of Christ, to be the body of Christ that shares your living and loving word to all the world. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.